This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Flows nightly from the moon in torrents, and as the spring tide overflows the far and distant land, desires terrible and sweet, unnumbered drifting floods abound. The wine which through the eyes we drink flows nightly from the moon in torrents. The poet in an ecstasy drinks deeply from the holy chalice to heavenly sorrows and trunks and wind, and reeling quaffs and dreams down the wine which through the eyes we drink.
That was Dame Cleo Lane and the Nash Chamber Ensemble performing Drunk with Moonlight from a 1974 recording of Arnold Schoenberg's 1912 melodrama Piero in the Moonlight. Based on 21 poems by symbolist poet Albert Giraud, Piero is a stock figure from pantomime, and in Piero in the Moonlight, he sings of love, sex, religion, violence, crime, blasphemy, and finishes by singing of his past and the weight that hangs heavily on his conscience. Dame Cleo was, of course, an internationally revered British contralto with a 4-octave range and a talent for scat. She performed jazz, classical and pop and died on July the 25th this year at the wondrous age of 97. Piero in the Moonlight was one of 5 albums she recorded in 1974. Cleo was a regular on New Zealand television in the 1970s and visited the country often. As a kid, I thought her style of music was boring, but I've lived long enough to know better. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and I closed last week's episode by saying there would be no grand themes for episode 115 of The Joy of Classical Music, just a collection of bits and bobs, music for music's sake. But it seems I veered off track and ended up with an episode devoted to the art of the voice. We'll be listening to bass singers, tenors, countertenors, sopranos, contraltos, baritones, and a choir. From time to time, I get requests from people asking me to play their music, and I'm happy to do so, as is the case with basso profondo Terry Huggins. Born in the UK, Terry started singing in school and continued on after moving to Aotearoa, New Zealand, when he was 17 in 1955. But life got in the way, and singing was put on the back burner until 1982, when a small part in a Christchurch production of Fiddler on the Roof reignited his passion. Not long after, a friend gave Terry a CD of Bulgarian basso profondo Nikolai Gerov performing Modest Mussorgsky's opera Boris Godunov. This sparked an enduring fascination with Russian music. At age 56, Terry began training to sing opera and classical songs in 4 languages, a process that took 7 years. In the year 2000, Terry and Russian-Australian pianist Alan Rappaport recorded a 15-track CD at the Chapel Recording Studio in Auckland, and from that CD, here's The Song of Death by Jacques Ebert, which was written for Russian basso profondo Fyodor Shapalin to sing in 1933 film Don Quixote. And we'll be hearing more from Terry later in the episode.
Ne pleure pas, mon bon, ton maître. n'est pas mort. Il n'est pas loin de toi. Il vit dans une île reste où tout est pire et son bon songe donne l'île enfant trouver où tout viendra un jour donne l'île désirée. Oh, mon ami Sancho, mes livres sont brûlés et font un tas de cendre. Si tous ces livres montent, il suffit d'un pour que je vive fantôme dans la vie et réel dans l'amour de l'étrange saut du pauvre Don Quichotte. Ah, oh.
From Italian composer Ottorino Respighi's 1917 five-song song cycle, Lay Down Sylvan, we'll be listening to soprano Gemma Bertagnoli performing the third song, Music in the Garden. Following that, it's countertenor Philippe Jarowski performing There Never Was a Shadow from Venetian composer Francesco Cavalli's 1655 opera, Exercizi. We'll finish the set with tenor Enrico Caruso and a 1904 recording of A Furtive Tear, the romanza from Act 2, Scene 2 of the Italian opera The Elixir of Love by Gaetano Donizetti.
Oh, Oh,
And we're back. First up, it's more basso profondo with the Russian Fyodor Shalyapin. Born into a peasant family in 1873, by the time of his death in France in 1938, he was wealthy and world famous. Shalyapin popularized the song of the Volga Boatman, a traditional Russian folk song, through a series of recordings made between 1922 and 1936. We'll be listening to the 1922 version. Following that, it's Ukrainian-born contralto Lina Makochian performing The Lark from Russian composer Mikhail Glinka's 1850 song cycle, A Farewell to St. Petersburg. And to finish the second set, it's Cleo Lane singing The Sick Moon from Schoenberg's Pierrot Lunier.
Oh,
heaven's dusty couch, your glance so feverish over large lures me like strange enchanting song. With unrequited pain of love, you die. Your longing deep concealed, you ailing death awaiting moon. High upon heaven's dusty couch, the lover, stirred by sharp desire, who reckless seeks for love's embrace, exults in your bright play of light, your pallid begotten flood, you ailing death awaiting moon.
Dmitri Horovorsky was a Russian baritone, and this performance of Come to Me, All You Who Labor is by Russian composer Pavel Tolskiak. Following that, it's soprano Jessie Norman with Eric Sate's I Want You, a sung waltz with erotic lyrics. Then it's Terry Huggins again with The Turbulent Waters of the Kur, the ninth song from Russian composer Anton Rubinstein's 1856 song cycle, Persian Love Songs.
Thank you.
Now for a change of pace and some choral music. We'll be listening to the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, performing Imogen Holst's Welcome, Joy and Sorrow, a six-part song cycle for female voices and harp, music set to poems by John Keats.
Roses hissing. Listen, listen, and hear my love and my voice.
And we're going out with deep voices. First up, it's basso profondo Terry Huggins performing Beethoven's In This Dark Tomb. Published in 1807, Beethoven wrote it for a contest that required composers to set music to poems by Italian man of letters Giuseppe Carpani. And of course he won, because he's Beethoven. After that, it's American contralto Marian Anderson performing traditional African-American spiritual Deep River. Next week, it's the seldom heard sounds of South America. Until then.
In questa tomba oscura, lasciami riposar. Quando di devo ingrata, dovevi a me pensar, a me. Che l'ombre nude todan si pace a me e non bagnami ai ceneri di inutile avvelle. In grotta.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.